Hey guys, how are you doing? This is Alex Rubit, and I'm excited to be welcoming you to the very first Grace to Your World podcast of 2018. And wherever in the world you're watching from, I pray that you're having a great day. And I truly believe that today's teaching will be a blessing to you. I'm excited to be starting a brand new series today titled Living in the Finished Works. I had touched on last week a bit, on the importance of really getting our believing lined up, how really the work of every Christian is to believe. And so we want to talk about today the power of right believing, the power of getting our believing lined up with the finished works of Jesus and everything that his precious blood has made available to us. Because remember, we want to know, that Jesus has already provided absolutely everything that we might ever need, yet our work is to be receptive to that. Our work is to be available to that. Amen. And so I truly believe that God is looking to accelerate some things in 2018. Wherever you may be right now, I believe God, a year from now, God wants you to not be in the same place where you're at right now. He wants to take you further, and He wants to do a mighty work in you and through you. And so we want to be available to that. Amen. And as always, you can download the free audio of these teachings at podomatic.com/graceworld. You can download the audio and listen to this anytime, anywhere, and be blessed by the ministry of the word. Amen. And so as we get started today, Father, I thank you for this privilege of getting to teach from your word today, Lord. I thank you that your word goes forth and it never returns void. It always yields a harvest of manifestation in lives being changed and transformed, Lord. And so we believe that our lives will be impacted today, Lord. We believe that our lives will be transformed today, Lord, as we receive this incorruptible seed of your word, Father. And I offer myself as a vehicle and as an instrument through which your will may be done, Lord. None of me, all of you, I pray. And Lord, I thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. And Lord, we give you all of the praise today. We give you all of the honor and all of the glory. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. And everybody said, Amen. Praise God. And so, as I said, what I want to talk about today is really the power of right believing. And so, as we're going to talk about, as we're going to get into the series, I really want to center around the finished works of Jesus, the finished works of Jesus Christ, really understanding what the finished works are and how we must shift our thinking, how we must shift our believing to be lined up with what the Word of God actually says. Amen. And so some of this might be a little radical for some people because, unfortunately, religion has taught certain things oftentimes that are actually opposed to the Word of God. And so what we want to do is we don't want to, get trapped by what a certain denomination may have taught. Amen. We want to really look at what the Word of God actually says about us in Christ. And so, as I said, I believe it is going to be a blessing. I want to start off with reviewing 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. If you want to turn there, and after that we'll go over to Ephesians 1 verse 3. And so these two scriptures really are the foundation of much that we are going to be talking about. Now check out 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, which says, speaking of Jesus now, speaking of what Jesus has made available, it says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Friend, if you have your Bible, I want you to underline all things. He has given unto us, past tense, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him, Jesus, who has called us to glory and virtue. And so, friend, what I want you to notice is that if you are in Christ, you already have all things. Now, if you're listening to this and you are not born again, the good news, friend, is that nothing is easier. You see, to be born again is not to, you know, put up some kind of religious performance. To be born again has, in fact, nothing to do with your actions. Religion oftentimes puts it in the mind of people that to be right with God, we have to clean up our lives. No, to be right with God, amen, you simply accept the free gift of salvation that's in His Son Jesus. And so you simply receive the Lord Jesus. You say, I believe. With the heart, you believe. With the mouth, you confess your belief, and that gets you saved. And so you believe that Jesus is enough to make you righteous. You believe, amen, that Jesus has fully paid the penalty for every sin that we might have ever committed, or, catch this, that we might ever commit. And so Jesus has paid it all. He has paid for every sin, past, present, and future. And so our right standing with God has nothing to do with our own actions. It has everything to do with the finished works of Jesus. And so as we get into looking at these finished works, as I said, we want to focus on the power of right believing. You see, the Christian life is really all about believing right. Religion oftentimes puts it in the mind of people that it's about cleaning up your life. It's about being religious, amen? But no, it's really all about believing right. You see, if you believe right, you will live right. And of course, the opposite is true, that if we believe wrong, we'll end up living wrong. And so we can't really separate our actions from our beliefs. In other words, my actions sooner or later will always reflect my belief. And so it is really a shifting in what we believe. And I want you to understand that what you believe is a choice. What you believe is up to you. Believing is a function of your free will. And of course, belief, ultimately what we believe, is really just our habitual thought patterns. In other words, if you think something long enough, sooner or later, that thought will turn into a belief. And so our work now is to shift our thinking so that our believing begins to align, not with religious tradition, not with what a certain denomination may have taught us, not even with our past experience, praise God. No, we want to shift our thinking so that our believing begins to align with the Word of God. And so, friend, right here, I want you to notice that the Word of God is saying that if we are in Christ, the very moment that we are in Christ, we receive all things that pertain unto our life and godliness. Now, all things pertaining unto our life and godliness includes your healing. It includes your prosperity. It includes peace. It includes supernatural protection. It includes, as the Word says, all things that pertain to your life and godliness, and you have received it, the Word says, through the knowledge of Jesus, who has called you to glory and virtue. Now let's go over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, because Ephesians 1, verse 3 really helps us to understand 2 Peter 1, 3, because, you know, we read this, and a lot of people might say, well, Alex, I don't really know what you're saying, because I certainly do not have all things. Amen. There's many people who are watching this, and you might be struggling in a certain area, maybe with your health, maybe with your finances, maybe in your marriage. And so you don't have all things in the natural, but catch this now, in the spiritual, you have all things if you are in Christ. Check out Ephesians 1 verse 3, which says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us," past tense, "with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And so the very moment you get into Jesus, the very moment you make Jesus the Lord of your life, right then and there, you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Heavenly places is not referring to something that's out there. Heavenly places is referring to your spiritual position in Christ. Now, I want you to understand that just as you have a physical position, which is just where you're at right now, and you might be watching this from anywhere in the world, that's your physical location. Now catch this, you also have a spiritual location. Now your spiritual location is that you're in Christ. In other words, your spirit, the deepest part of who you are, has been joined unto the Lord. Your spirit, the deepest part of who you are, has become one spirit with Jesus. And so this simply means, friend, that whatever is true about Jesus has become true about you. You see, this is how salvation works as far as God is concerned. It's not about our actions. It's not about what we do in ourselves. No, it's about whether or not we are in Christ. If we are in Christ, catch this, God sees you as one with his Son. And so God is no longer looking at you in yourself. No, God is looking at you in Jesus. And so when God sees you in Christ, he sees righteousness. He sees perfect health and wholeness. He sees somebody whose needs are met. Amen. He sees somebody who is filled with wisdom, somebody who is walking in divine confidence. Amen. That's how God is seeing you in Christ. And so now catch this. You want to shift your believing. You want to shift your thinking away from how you may have thought in the past. And you want to get on board with how God is thinking about you. You want to begin to see yourself in Christ the way that God sees you. Now, when you look at this verse where it says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Now, to be blessed, catch this now, to be blessed means to be empowered to prosper. And so if you are blessed with every spiritual blessing, you have been empowered to prosper in every arena of life. Because we want to know that the spiritual blessing is the seed for the natural blessing. Before you can be blessed in the natural, you first must be blessed in the spiritual. Let's go over to the book of Hebrews. I want to show you this here from Scripture. Hebrews chapter 11. And I believe it is verse 3 we'll be looking at. Because I want you to understand this principle that everything in the natural world must first exist in the spiritual world. I want us to really kind of, you know, as I said, it's about shifting our thinking away from religion and really into the reality of Christ. And so I want us to understand that there is a spiritual realm. There's a spiritual world which you cannot perceive with your physical senses, and you can't feel it with your emotions. No, you can only spiritually discern it. You can become aware of it through the Word of God, what the spiritual reality of you is. And so before something can exist in the natural, it first has to exist in the spiritual. Check out Hebrews 11, verse 3. It says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And so everything that you see in your life, it was made from something which does not appear. In other words, the visible comes out of the invisible. The natural comes out of the spiritual. And so in order to be blessed in the natural, I must be blessed in the spiritual. Friend, you want to realize that God is a spirit. John 4:24 says that God is a spirit, and you are a spirit. Hebrews 12:9 refers to God the Father as the Father of spirits. And so what you truly are is a spirit. And so in order for you to have the blessing in the natural, you must have the blessing in your spirit. And so praise God, if you are in Christ, your born-again spirit is loaded and coated with everything you need. Your born-again spirit already carries the seed for absolutely everything that you might ever need. Friend, what this means is as you head into this new year, I want you to understand that you have the potential within you, praise God, of absolutely anything that you might ever need. Amen. And so to shift our thinking now, to get on board with the finished works of Jesus, we're shifting our thinking away from I'm waiting for God to do something, or I'm praying and hoping that God will do something. No, we're shifting our thinking now into God has already done it. We're shifting our thinking now into, I've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ, praise God. We're shifting our thinking into, I already have all things pertaining unto my life and godliness, amen. And so our work is, I was talking about this last week as well, but this is so crucial. Our work is to line up our believing. Why? Because faith, catch this, faith is how the transfer is made between the spiritual and between the natural. Faith makes the transfer. And so what you do is you begin every single day by meditating in the Word of God. Every single day you want to get into the Word. You see, when I get into the Word of God, you know, this is not something that I do every day, you know, because I feel I have to do this to be right with God. You know, you have to read your Bible to be right with God. No. No, when I get into the Word, friend, what I see is a book of promises. What I see when I read this Word is I see a book filled with promises that have my name on them. And friend, God is not a respecter of persons. And so if you look at the Word in faith, and if you will receive this Word in faith, I want you to know that it is filled with promises that have your name on them. In other words, there's the promise of healing that has your name on it. There's the promise of prosperity that has your name on it. There's the promise of deliverance that has your name on it. And it is by receiving it in faith, it's called the word of faith. Paul refers to this in Romans 10, and I believe it's verse 8. He refers to it as the word of faith. And so the word of God must be mixed with faith. The word of God must be received by faith. Amen. And so shifting our thinking away from this religious idea that, you know, I'm hoping for God to do something. You know, I'm praying to get God to do something. No, friend. If you live in the finished works of Jesus Christ, your prayer is a prayer of gratitude, where you're saying, thank you, Father, that you've already provided what I need. If an unexpected issue shows up, you thank Him. Thank you, Lord, that the solution to this challenge already exists. Now, somebody says, Alex, I can't see the solution. I can't find it. I just can't wrap my mind around it. Now, friend, this is where you want to get out of yourself and you want to look to Jesus, because where's the solution? The solution is in Him. The solution is not in your own cleverness. No, friend, the solution is in Jesus. And so you abide in Him through abiding in His Word, and you look to the Word. You meditate that Word. Praise God. You see, to meditate is to be pondering it. It is to mull it over in your mind. To meditate the Word is to have a period where you're paying undistracted attention to the Word of God. Now, when you start meditating the Word, you know, in the beginning, this may feel it'll take some getting used to. If you're not used to doing it, you know, it'll take some effort, it'll take some deliberate focus. But catch this now, gradually, it develops into a habit. You know, gradually, you know, your thoughts begin to center around the Word of God. Gradually, you know, you might be going throughout your day, you might be going about your day, and you just, you know, find yourself thinking about what the Word of God says. You know, you might be, you know, having a conversation with the Lord about His Word, amen? And it's a beautiful thing, amen? Because catch this now, you can't be meditating the Word and be in worry at the same time. These two cancel each other out. You see, worry is really just a negative form of meditation. Amen. And so when you're worrying, you know, you're just paying attention to the negative that might happen, you know, the worst case scenarios that might happen. But friend, you want to understand that when you're focusing on the Word, when you're meditating the Word, you're shifting your attention away from the worst case scenario. You're shifting your attention away from that, and you're shifting your attention to what God says. You're getting into agreement with what God is saying. And so friend, I pray that this is a blessing to you. Come over with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I want us to look at a very powerful verse. Because as I said, you know, that the Word of God is a book of promises. You know, the Word of God is filled with promises. And I want you to really walk away today from this teaching here, knowing with absolute certainty that the promises of the Word of God are for you. In other words, I don't want you to be going around and saying, you know, there's a promise for healing, but I don't know if it's God's will to heal me. Or there's a promise for deliverance, but, you know, maybe it's not God's will for me to be delivered. I want us to really get rid of that thinking. You know, again, religion has done so much to, you know, kind of poison the minds of the people. We want to shift away from religious thinking. We want to look at what the Word says. Now, look at this here, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, and listen to this. Check this out. It says, for all the promises of God in Him, in Christ, in Jesus, all of the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise God. Praise God, friend. I want you to really catch this, that all of the promises of God, now these are the promises that are in the Old Testament and the promises that are in the New Testament. The word is telling us right here, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul is telling us right here that in Christ, all of these promises are yes and amen. You see, this again goes against religious thinking, because religious thinking sometimes says, you know, that, you know, you might be praying for something, but maybe it's not God's will for you to have it. Or, you know, you're praying for something, you know, but maybe God's answer is no. Well, that sounds, you know, interesting, but I want you to look at what the word says. The word didn't say, that's not what the word said. The word said that the promises of God in Jesus are yes and amen. And I'll catch the second part of that verse, unto the glory of God by us. Friend, that is the purpose of the blessing. The purpose of the blessing is for the glory of God to be made manifest by us. Now that word by can also be translated through. So it's the purpose of the blessing is for God's glory to be made manifest in the earth realm through the body of Christ. You see, the glory of God means what means that the word of God, the glory and the goodness and the magnificence of God is being made manifest in this natural world that is the glory of God. And so the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, not for some selfish purpose on our part. I want us to catch this. The purpose of the blessing, praise God, the purpose of the blessing is ultimately is not ourselves. It has nothing to do with us. No, the purpose of the blessing is so that the glory of God can be made manifest in this physical, natural world through you, friend, through you and every single member of the body of Christ, everybody, anybody who will simply believe. Now, somebody says, Alex, I just don't know if that applies to me. Alex, if you just knew the mistakes that I've made, if you knew, you know, the shortcomings I have, friend, I want you to understand this good news of the unmerited favor of God. The unmerited favor of God is what this gospel of grace is, meaning it has nothing to do with your history. It has nothing to do with your background. It has nothing to do with how many mistakes you may have made. If you will simply say yes to Jesus, if you will simply believe what his precious blood has made available, friend, it is available to you. Faith, as I said earlier, makes the transfer. Catch this principle. Grace, which is the unmerited favor of God, makes available to you everything you need. Grace has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Grace has given unto you all things that pertain to your life and godliness. Now, faith is what makes the transfer. Faith is how you receive what grace has made available. And so, as we're at the beginning of this new year, friend, I want you to really get quiet with the Lord. I want you to really get into his word. I want you to really be praying and seeking him as to what he is calling you to do this year. And friend, I want you to really be bold. In other words, don't limit God. Understand that all things are possible to him that believeth. That's what Jesus said. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so, friend, I want you to really be bold in your faith. I want you to really embrace that 2018 is the year of breakthrough. I want you to really embrace that 2018 is the year of acceleration. That 2018, we will see the glory of God made manifest in and through the body of Christ like never before. Again, the purpose is so that the glory of God can unfold through us, so that the goodness of God can unfold through us. In other words, God said over in Genesis chapter 12, we don't have to turn there now for time's sake, but he said to Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. And so the purpose of the blessing is we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be instruments through which the goodness of God can reach our sphere of influence. Amen. And so friend, I pray that this message today has been a blessing to you. There's much more that I want to share with you guys on this. So today was really just laying the groundwork, amen. And so, as I said, you know, the power of right believing, getting our thinking lined up with the finished works of Jesus Christ. And so I pray this was a blessing to you, and I will be speaking more on this over the next several weeks. If you have been blessed by this message, Hit the like button if you're watching on YouTube, and be sure to share it with somebody. Really, help us to get this good news out there. Help us to reach as many people as possible with this gospel of grace. Amen. And so, friend, I pray again you were blessed by this. Remember, you can download the free audio of these messages at podomatic.com/graceworld. And as always, I encourage you to subscribe here at graceworldfellowship.org. You can sign up and subscribe and just receive all of these podcasts and devotionals and everything that comes forth from this ministry. You can receive it straight into your inbox. Amen. And so, again, I want to leave you with this, the shifting in your thinking. You're not waiting for God to do something. No, friend, God has already done it. In Christ, God has already made available to you absolutely anything and everything that you may ever need. If it's healing that you need, the promise of healing is for you. Receive it by faith. If it is provision that you need, the promise of provision is for you. Receive it by faith. If it's wisdom that you need, catch this, wisdom is available. Receive it by faith. Amen. And so, again, may this be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for checking out this video. And I look forward to speaking to you guys out there again very, very soon. Be blessed. Until next time.